This is Nick Cooper with an editorial about the interruption of the speech by House Majority Leader Eric Cantor at Rice University's Baker Institute of Public Policy by Occupy Houston protesters. Both House Majority Leader Eric Cantor and those who interrupted him at Rice have rights to free speech. Cantor had more authority to speak because he was invited by the university. Knowing this, the protesters could do little more, nonviolently, than to use their voices to delay his speech. They bravely did so, and some were arrested. If he was concerned about the rights of people to free speech, Rice President David Lebron would have been torn between the rights of Cantor and those of the protesters. However, he went on the mic to assert, as the president of the university that owns the room, the privilege of deciding which speakers do and don't have rights there. This wasn't about any right of freedom of speech. It was simply about property rights. As with the selling of KTRU's FM frequency, Lebron once again took on the role of deciding who will be silenced. Cantor never had his rights taken away, he was only delayed for a couple minutes. The only victims of censorship, it turns out, were in fact the protesters. The Baker Institute edited them out of the video of the event, and the Houston Chronicle used the edited version in its blog coverage. Rice has a long history of honoring and treating politely those implicated in war crimes and human rights violations, including, most significantly, James Baker III himself. Rice should be ashamed of treating warmongers politely and treating as criminals those who speak up about it. Those who fight militaristic policies are routinely silenced, not just temporarily interrupted, but silenced. Those of us who are right about how the war on Iraq would turn out were silenced before the war, and we're still silenced now, while the politicians who are the most wrong about such things are given time on TV, in universities, and before international bodies to repeat their propaganda. Those who would silence our capacity to protest are defending a lockdown, where the concerns about Cantor are not heard. I know people who have been censored, silenced, and even killed for what they say and do. It is deeply offensive for anyone to consider including Mr. Cantor among such heroes because his speech was delayed. The reason for bringing Cantor on campus is not because he is a scholar, an insightful man, or an eloquent speaker, but because he has political power, enough power to be insulated from real debate. People from the peace and justice community are never allowed to debate with Cantor. It is his privilege to avoid such scenes, and Lebron is defending the system that allows Cantor to speak without ever being seriously challenged. Of course, Cantor is just a cog in the war machine, and he didn't single-handedly decide to do anything, but this is no more an excuse than the fact that Cheney tortured people with his pen instead of with a weapon. Cantor's personal share of war dead and wounded is thousands of men, women, and little children. Brief interruptions will never solve the problem of brutal warmongers being treated like honored, respected figures in our universities and public institutions. But neither will waiting until the end to ask a question that won't get answered anyway. Interruptions show outrage and disrespect in a nonviolent way. Interrupting the speech is one of the best ways to show that the policy of respecting these figures is unacceptable, that he is, as they said, not welcome here. Those who are concerned about the lack of politeness towards warmongers and suits in universities strike me as unconcerned with how we mutilate human bodies around the world. Before attempting to assert that he knows best how to conduct public speeches by warmongers, Lebron should talk to Iraqi mothers who lost a child for a little while and ask them if they think we should sit silently, politely, listening to one of the men who signed their death warrants as he tries to justify his beliefs about how we should continue growing our war economy. In a society where the same empty, meaningless nonsense of politicians dominates our media day after day, the voices of those in power need more often to be preempted by the voice of the people.